Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Finally. Everybody, welcome again to another great interview. I'm here today with JKR, who also goes by another name for producing, which we'll get into later. Welcome to Wrap It Out. I'm glad to have you here, and it feels great to finally have you with us. Like, this is like over the top. Like, I'm excited.
Save you, man.
And what's crazy is that we've actually talked before, guys, he's not new. We've actually talked before, and actually, I think. Wait, I remember you were on the show before, but you didn't do one by yourself. I remember now. I'm looking back on the old messages, from like 2020, and like I remember you were on the show, and you, like, I don't know, I don't remember much, but you were here before, I remember. It was early in the show, though, but I remember that you were here with Kanzi SCR, or somebody from Lyrical. I don't know, do you remember that?
I think it might be Kanzi, but I don't remember fully. But yeah, I think it might be Kanzi.
Because I did not know, firstly, when I messaged you on Instagram, I didn't know you were the same person. So literally, when you text me and you told me, "Hey, by the way, I'm JKR," and I was like, "What? I've been trying to message you for months, and this is how you respond? Like, what the heck?"
I'm sorry.
A little bit hurt for a sec, but I had to get over it. Okay. My feelings aren't hurt. It's okay. My feelings are not hurt. It's okay. It's okay. My feelings are not hurt. It was either that, or maybe it's that lost episode you did with MSav, Kanzi. Like, do you remember that huge episode you did? It's I don't know, it's lost now, but do you remember that at all?
No, I cannot remember very well.
I'm going to assume that because I think you did one, but it's not out. So this is the first time that you're doing solo. This is exciting. And you got a lot going on. Going on, especially with the year coming. So first thing to just mention is that you actually have a bunch of projects coming out because on Instagram you have a blue screen, and it's literally just a blue screen, and you reveal that you're down, that you did four tracks, and in January, and you literally released a lot of tracks. So I'm curious to know, can you give us a little bit of teaser what those new tracks could be in addition to those four you released earlier?
Compared to my other stuff, like my whole Rotterdam trilogy I did in 2020 and 2021, those are of course 30 songs in 3 mixtapes, and I did those in the span of 1.5 years. This year, I actually want to do as much as possible because I'm trying to train myself on trying to get at least multiple songs done within a month. Of course, so, you know, when I am, like, in need for a project, like, if somebody, like, for example, like, a record label or something, if they demand me, like, oh, yeah, you need to have, like, a project, if they're gonna rush me, then at least I'm prepped for it. So I'm already, like, preparing myself. And I make a lot of mixtapes because that's practically, like, you could, from mixtape to mixtape, you can kind of hear, like, me evolving as an artist. So yeah, for this year, I am thinking of releasing either 3 or 4 mixtapes.
Wow, 3, 4, wow. That's impressive. I don't know, I could never do that. So, like, what you're doing, it's like out of the blue for me. Literally, it's out of the blue.
But yes, as I said, like, this month, like, on the post, I said this month I had 3 or 4 songs done already. And I was extremely impressed with myself because mostly what I do is 2 songs, and suddenly I had 4 songs done, which that was one of my New Year's resolution, like, get more songs done so I won't have little amount of projects or little amount of songs on my projects, because that's one thing I wanted to avoid. Mostly I was in like 8 tracks, but most of them are like 1 to 2 to 3 minutes, which is, yeah, it's not a pretty long project, and it's extremely short. So what I wanted to do was do more tracks and release more than like 8 tracks at least in one project, so the listener has more stuff to listen to for me.
Wow, okay, that is stroke of genius. I would have never thought about that. I thought people just did it just to get it over with, but you're doing it so people can enjoy the most. Like, that is genius. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's because like a YouTuber, it's a YouTuber who does like music reviews and reactions. He said like many artists, like, because he was listening to an album and the album sounded extremely rich, and I agreed with that. He said, like, some artists, like, they make something, but they, like, no hate to others, but they just, he said, at least, like, oh, they sound the same. They give you, like, they only give you, you have to see it as, like, food. Like, just the same, the artists that sound the same just give you, like, a project that is literally, like, well, like a midnight snack. The others give you like a 5-star, like a whole 5-star meal to you. And kind of that's what I want to do. I don't want to give like a little midnight snack as a project. I really want to like at least do like a okay meal. As like if the project is like food, then I would at least give a decent type of meal to the listener. If you understand what I mean with that.
Yes, I do. And that's, in my opinion, that's like the best way to go about it, because sometimes the fans want more. I mean, I've seen people release a single and then months, like weeks after, they want new songs. They're like, what's the new track going to be about? Like, if they did what you're doing, they'd never run out of music. I mean, what you're doing is like, it's super genius the way you're doing it, because literally it allows the musician to, well, not really music, well, even more than a musician, allows the fans really to enjoy your music and never run out of music, if that makes sense.
Yeah, always release a song every month, like, that's why I always do two a month, so I could have one, like, archived for a massive release, and then release the other one, so the listener can listen to that for the month.
Exactly, because you might not be lucky if you go on a hiatus, or you do, like, every couple months. You might not get lucky.
If I do go on, like, a little break or hiatus, at least the listener has a whole, like, library of music to discover for me.
No, that's something to celebrate for. Now, that is mass celebration. Now, that's something to celebrate for. Now, that's really good. So, people can always enjoy you. I mean, I wish more musicians did that. Like, I don't know, have you seen musicians, like, release songs, like, every, like, couple of... know months, and then fans will keep begging them, like on Instagram and TikTok, like, when's the next song coming? I'm bored, I need something new. Like, I don't know, have you seen those kind of...
Oh yeah, no, I know, like, I listen to a bunch of underground artists, and mostly they keep some really good songs archived for no reason. So I'm just over there like, just release the song, please, like as a single, or just release a project, please.
Absolutely. And man, I wish more musicians were like that. I wish they were more like that. I mean, if they were, then you wouldn't have people begging, you know, you would have people satisfied, you know. Actually, to the food references, you know, they have, you know, if you gave them a feast, like, every month, they'd be too full, and the one day they could even say, hold on, please, that's enough, please, just leave me alone for a sec, just leave me alone for a sec, I still have to digest the food that I have to devour since last month. But the way you're doing it is really fantastic. And you actually grew so much since that compilation interview you did. You grew so much. You look so kitty in that little interview, but now you look like a full-grown person. Like, what the? Did I miss something? And also...
If I have to sum it up real quick, if I have to sum it up extremely quick, just tell him I just practically gave my anxiety a middle finger and just pushed myself to the limit.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you keep pushing. I'm glad that, you know, you've been pushing. I'm actually really glad that you've been pushing yourself out there more, because, like, apparently it's working. Apparently, it's working out pretty good, so I'm happy for you. It's really, really excellent. And actually, y'all, he actually goes by another persona when it comes to producing. So I like to, you know, if you want to get into character with your alter ego, I'll allow you for a few seconds to just get into character.
Oh, no, you could just ask. I'll just do it in his perspective. Like, I'll say, oh, yeah, he told me and this and that.
Gotcha. So, as a producer, what is your favorite DAW to use?
Wait, what?
Like, your favorite DAW, like Ableton or, like those?
Oh, the one he uses. Well, we both use it. Yeah, no, my producer, Kazumi, he told me, yeah, just use FL. It's way easier to set up stuff. He did a lot of stuff for me. He told me, yeah, just use FL12. Just anything from FL, but FL12 is, like, the easiest to get, you know. Everyone, I think it's already extremely clear how people get it at this point. But, he uses FL, so do I, for my recording.
Ah. Wow. Impressive. FL's pretty good. FL's pretty good. Do you have any challenges? Do you have any challenges when it comes to, producing overall? Has there any been like challenges, you know, when doing so?
He himself, he tries to do multiple genres. There have been some moments because what we mostly go through, and we were extremely lucky, but it kind of is. We had a bunch of good beats to use this week, or just this month in general. We had a bunch of good beats to use. Last month, we had a bunch of duds. So we were like, I don't know, which one can we use?
I mean, I'm sure every producer's been in that stage. And that's totally comfortable. That's totally, like, normal to get in that kind of stage. You know, at least, you know, you're okay with it. At least it works
yeah.
out. At least it works out. And speaking of working out, and I've seen this in producers. Some producers have like a specific way of making, you know, doing their production. Some people just go crazy and just do whatever they want. So I'm curious to know, what is your producing technique or what is your method to like production itself?
I recommended him a site, and I'm glad he still uses it. It's Louis Luperman. That's where many, if not like a massive chunk of my next project instrumentals are gonna be from. It's literally a site where there's nothing but samples. And what he does is he finds a sample. If he finds it good, he sends it to me. I'll be like, I'll just first check him. I'll tell him, yeah, I fuck with this. Or, yeah, I like this one. He puts it on FL. What he does is he mostly checks if there's a key or not. Then he checks if the loop has a key. Finds some different instrumental with the same key. Layers it and, like, you know, switch it up from this and that to there. Mostly he works from 145 to 155. Sometimes he does 170, 125 as in BPM. But yeah, no, that's how he mostly makes his stuff. He sends it back to me. I'll be like, oh yeah, this is good, or yeah, you could just switch that or that. So yeah, we kind of go on a back and forth, like, well, how can we improve and make this beat better?
Ah, so it's all about improvement when it comes to producing.
Yeah.
Interesting. And I like that you don't have to have a specific way, like, and you improve along the way. Some people just, you know, do whatever and they don't get anything better. So I'm glad that you actually, you know, improve, you know, as time goes on.
He does his thing. He does whatever. And I'm just like, yeah, I like it. Or, yeah, you can switch this up. Like, I don't really care what he tries. If I don't really like it, but he likes it, he puts it on his SoundCloud. If we both don't like it, we just let it catch dust, or he offers it to someone else. So yeah, it's kind of like the ones that we don't like. He literally just does whatever he wants, and I'll just see if I can rap on it or not. So yeah, I'm not over there with like a stick constantly like slapping his hand. I just let him do whatever he wants.
So you kind of let him go crazy when it comes to producing. Like you kind of already know and expect him to do his own thing.
if I don't let him free, everything is going to sound very basic.
Very, very true. Very true. Very true. And this persona, I really do like. Which brings me to my next curiosity question. Which brings me this. How did, because there's, I've seen it on Twitter and on Instagram, because I'm trying to say the name, but I can't seem to say it. Kazami.
Oh yeah, Kazami doesn't really matter.
How did this persona, like, how did this other side, you know, come to life?
Okay, so basically, it was from a little project that me and my friends did. We tried to create a game, and we were making characters, and I made a character named Kiro Kazami, which was supposed to be like the race fanatic version of me, because I love racing, also love vehicles. But yeah, that character was supposed to be just the racing fanatic version of me. And I was like, you know what? I like the name Kazami, so I'm going to stick with that. I love the whole name and everything. And I just did it for a joke. I wanted to make a SoundCloud, make it as like the most edgy aesthetic, but stuck to that aesthetic and still am sticking to that aesthetic.
What a very brilliant, brilliant thought you have. And I like his persona, and it's crazy. It's crazy that it came from a character that you made from a little joke, and now you have this whole persona here, and it's super crazy. Like, did you know this character was going to come to life, or did they come by surprise?
Well, it was literally a joke, and I was like, I thought of, like, how funny would it be if I actually, like, make it my producer name, and now in my songs, I reference Kazami, like, he's an actual person, and on the SoundCloud, there's also the whole, like, oh yeah, I'm working with JKR and this and that, so I'm kind of, like, I'm kind of juggling with characters at this point.
Oh my god, juggling. That seems like a lot. I mean, is it really a lot, though? Juggling characters, or is it all very simple for you?
Well, I don't put, like, extreme details into one character, because then it will be difficult to remember who I am.
Oh, so it's basically this character, he's almost like you, so it's almost like a spinoff of you.
Yeah, it's more, yeah, it's, how do I need to explain it? It's like MF Doom and, I can't remember, I think he had a different character for production, but I'm not sure. Or that might be another, artist. There's one artist that has a completely different name as a producer, and it's kind of like that. Like Freddy Dredd, Ryan C.
Oh.
Many people think Ryan C is a completely different person, but it's just him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I kind of took the same path as you, and oh, okay. That's pretty cool. And that's really dope that, you know, you're comfortable building a character that fits you and is comfortable. I mean, does having a persona, you know, just so that people out there don't get the wrong idea, is it beneficial? Is it a good thing to have, or is it based on the person's interest?
For me, that's right. I don't know.
So we don't know, huh? Is that, are we gonna say that now? Come on.
My brain did not function for a quick second. What was the question again?
Don't be like that.
I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Don't be like that.
No, oh I actually God. Forgot what the question
okay.
was.
I'll repeat it again for you. So, is it, does having another character or having another name as, for a producer, you know, is it beneficial? Is it a good thing to have, or is it based on, you know, how you are?
Well, it's mostly, yeah, it's just, I mean, feel free or whatever. I'm okay with it. I don't know. It's Griffin.
We don't know, huh? We're gonna say that now. Okay.
I just don't know how
you
to answer it.
You are causing too many damn excuses. Nope. No excuses. Nope. I have enough excuses for a day.
I just don't know how to answer.
All right, since this question stumped you, we'll go on to something different. We'll put that question into a fishbowl. We'll let it sink in the sea forever. We'll just stick it there for a sec. And actually, here's a fun question that I bet you will probably already know the answer. So on Instagram, everybody that's ever been on Instagram notices that you put anime as the picture. You put like different anime, manga, and you put different, you know, characters and different scenes as your covers. Are you a big fan of anime?
Those specific ones, yes.
Wonderful. How big anime fan are you? Like, super crazy, or you just happen to like them?
I'm not like a massive anime fan. Like, I won't start like fist fighting people if they don't agree that one anime is the best.
You just happen to like them. Nice.
Most animes that I have in like the thumbnail or like the cover and the video background for the lyric videos. I mostly just have an anime I like or I have seen.
I mean, that makes sense. I'm gonna say you don't look like the person who would go crazy. I mean, you just have a monotone voice, so like I have no doubt that you're not crazy about it. You even kind of scare me at this moment because you just sound dead almost. But that could be because you're tired. That could be because of that too.
Yeah, no, I'm tired. It's 11 p.m. for me, that's why.
That explains so much. That explains the dead appearance, and it also explains, you know, I can answer a question. That explains it too, but I completely understand. Trust me. I work jobs and do all this. I understand.
That's really
cool. Sorry. And actually, I'm a little bit curious to know this question. And you might be comfortable answering. I don't know. So, you don't remember, but a very while back, it was you were on here, or you were here. You were here for the compilation. People can't hear it because it's secret. Somewhere on the web, somewhere. Or it could be, I don't remember where it is, but it's somewhere. Anyway. You were there with Lyrical. You knew Jack and Kanzi and SCR Metro. So what's your relationship with them and Lyrical now?
I don't hate them, I'm not mad at them, I still chill with them, I still fuck with them. Like, I'm not, I don't hate them or something. Like, yeah, no, I still give them a thumbs up, I still support them. Just like, if they want to talk to me, they can talk to me anytime, I'll respond back. Like, I'll still talk to them. Just the thing that I never do is randomly talk to someone like in DMs, mostly just in voice chat, and I'll just be like, hey, what's up?
Ah, so the relationship's kind of neutral at the moment.
Yeah, it's just neutral, not like anything massive.
I can understand them neutral. I mean, they're not very active, or at least I don't see them active, so it makes sense, And, have you ever made music with them, or you just, like, talk to them?
I am planning on making music with Kansi, but, I've been busy myself. I'm just trying to find a good spot to, like, quickly hit up Kansi, ask him to make a song together, and then see if he's okay with it.
He'll be okay with that. Kansi's pretty cool, so I have no doubt he'll probably be fine with it. Like, he'll be super cool with it. And I'd love to see you both on the track someday. I mean, that'd be pretty cool, and you both are, you know, out there in the world, so it could definitely happen. I would not be surprised if you two actually collaborated. And that friendship, do you even do battling in lyrical, or do you just, like, use it just to talk to people?
I talk, sometimes, I just send beats from Kazumi.
So you're not, like, a crazy battler?
No, I don't do battle rapping. Mostly because I do in Dutch, and there's no, like, you know, Dutch people or, like, Dutch rappers. Little to no Dutch rappers. I don't know if there's one. If there is one, hit me up, please. But, for now, I don't know any, like, Dutch rappers in lyrical. So, yeah, it's kind of like, right now, if I want to battle someone, I'm over there like, all right, let's go. And then I'm just looking at an empty crowd. I'm just looking at an empty seat.
Well, you might have luck. I've interviewed people from around the world, so you might have luck. Yeah, it's pretty good luck. And I'm not sure if I've ever done Dutch. If I have, then I must have forgotten. You might be the first one, and you might be. I don't know, my memory is horrible, so I'm just gonna say the first. Just until I can remember again. I'm just gonna say the first. Just so I can remember at least a little bit. Let's just stick with that for now. Who cares? And for actual name, does that, and it probably does stand for a real name, does that stand for a real name, or does you just decide to just do JKR?
Oh no, JKR, in Dutch, it means Jong Klote Rotterdammer. To translate it, it practically means Young Shitty Rotterdammer. The reason why I did Young Shitty Rotterdammer is because I am young. Old people call my generation, or our generation, the shitty generation, and I'm from Rotterdam.
My word. You gotta be kidding. Please tell me you're kidding.
That's literally what I put JKR is, and it's kind of funny if people are gonna find out, like, oh, what does JKR say?
Yeah, that's literally what I am
like,
right now.
Pretty?
And I'm not surprised you haven't been in a few fights, so you're okay with people calling you shitty. Are you okay with that? I mean, just any,
like, as criticism wise?
Way.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I mostly have earbuds in, or I just mostly have music playing in the background. So, yeah, if they call me shitty, I'll just
smart moves. Just put music. So nothing bad happens to you. Smart move. I like where you're going at. That's real cool. But that is crazy. I thought it was just your name that was spelled out. I thought it was just the name that.
Oh no. A lot of people did because, yeah, no, JK does stand for Yongshirabara Dammer. A lot of people thought it stood for Joker, and it's a very common mistake that people call me Joker.
I really think that I can see them saying Joker because it literally is the three letters of Joker. And I don't know, have they ever called you Joker? Like, are you the Joker?
I mean, there literally in one of my songs, I have a bar where I talk about my name, how people say I'm Joker. It's literally, young boys call me Joker. I mean, I am crazy, so see the table as Gotham, spot me in your deck.
So ironic.
Of course it doesn't rhyme, but it's in Dutch.
I mean, it doesn't have to rhyme. And I have to rhyme all the time, but hey, I mean, that is crazy. You had a lot of crazy moments in life, I can see. I mean, wow. Sorry, it's just, you blew me away a little bit, you know, just you're finding all this out. Like, I don't know, one side I feel shocked, but also, you know, I felt bad that we had to wait so long, you know, just do one by yourself and, you know, finally see you use your voice for a change on here. So, you know, kind of 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But, I do appreciate you filling me in on what's been going on since the last time, and I'm glad that everything is working out. You have your music coming out, you're happy and healthy, and along with that, you're still making music. Props to that.
I will keep making music for as long as I can, actually.
That's really good. I honestly, like, I'm so happy that, you know, you'll keep doing music. I mean, we really do need more music. We really do need more. Of course. I've known you for a little while. We're homies for life. I mean, if it wasn't for y'all, I went on Lyrical. If it wasn't for, you know, you and the group, like, I don't know if I have even found Lyrical. Maybe if I just met Metro and we just had no conversation, but that'd be something else. Again, I appreciate you. The fans will be able to hear some dope and amazing songs that you thankfully sent over. We're excited. And we're so excited for the new mixtapes coming and hopefully maybe even an album coming. I'm just kidding about the album, but we're excited for the mixtapes to come. We're excited.
I'm gonna release one on April 1st. That's not a joke, by the way. I'm actually gonna release one on April 1st. That's gonna be a more side project, me just goofing around, kind of improving on myself. The other one, which is gonna be like the main one that I want to do for this year, which is gonna be called M9 Skylines. Like, I have sent you two songs from that project. So yeah, those are the ones you're gonna hear. Two songs from N9's of Skylines. One that has already been released, the other one that is and has not been released yet. And I'm gonna have another one with someone else. I still have to hit them up and have to kind of plan it out on how and what. So yeah, those are currently the free mixtape ideas
wow.
I have for this year.
And you gotta live up to those, you know, you gotta live up to them. You gotta live up to those goals. You gotta reach for the stars with those. Okay,
yes.
I see you, okay.
Of course.
That's excellent, that's wonderful. Again, thank you a lot for being here again. It was intriguing to finally meet you like this and not just with somebody else. This feels good. And I hope you feel the same way. But yeah. Anyway, is there any last word you'd like to say to the audience? You know, this is a nice little treat for you. Okay. You good there?
My head is empty. I can literally not think of anything. I'm sorry.
I gotcha. I mean, he's been empty a bunch of times, so I understand. But I'll help you and do this. Everybody, make sure you check out JKR down below in links provided. Make sure to get excited for all the new mixtapes coming out this year. And if you haven't, you know, if you ever need to talk, you know, he's a pretty good one to talk to, so, yeah, and make sure to check out everything and keep on supporting musicians. Love you guys, don't do anything stupid, have a nice evening, folks, and I'll see you on the next chat. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Geen probleem, fuck de mensen die ons haten. Switch lanes, dan gaan we van haar uitlaten. Nest mee met de fire die ik maak, ja. Half één, ja, we blazen door de straten. Geen probleem, fuck de mensen die ons haten. Switch lanes, dan gaan we van haar uitlaten. Nest mee met de PK fire in deze bitch, ja. Young boys playing around, dit is geen switch, ja. Extra in je joint, fucking clown, blijf maar twitchen, ja. Young boys denken, ik wil fame, dan rich, ja. Verkeerde image, maar veel plezier met bitchen. Ik geef new schoolers de platform zodat ze hun eigen tracks kunnen pitchen. Dark trap shit, lachen like je brein glitchen. Switch your flow, blue ball, ja, nu maar je witchen. Half fame in the fair lady. Half twee op de highway, crash in de Mercedes. Half drie chill met de G's in een 350C. Half vier blaast de rood, rode stier style. Half vijf pak de knife en de ander life. Half zes pak de mes en nu stress. Half zeven pak gelijk een ander leven. Half acht mensen in de vracht, what the fucking nacht, ha.
What the fucking nacht, ha. What the fucking nacht, ha. Half refrain, jag vill blåsa då det stratar. Hang på blame, fuck the mess of the onsata. Switch lanes, då har läffarna är glata. Näst mig med the fire dig marka.
Ja, det is the my fucking life. It is the my fucking life. It is the my fucking life. Eller jag har len i fantasi. Eller jag har len i fantasi. Det is nie my fucking life. Det is nie my fucking life. En lig alleen in die fantasie. En lig alleen in die fantasie.
Hoofdpijn, ja we blazen door de straten. Het probleem van de mensen die ons zaten. Switch steeds de geluiden uitlaten. Nes mee met de PK fire in deze bitch. Young boys playing around in this switch. Extra in your John fucking clown, blijf maar twitchen. Young boys denken ik wil fame dan rich. Forget the image, maar veel plezier.
Waar die ik krijg, als je van hem op een kappen viel. En waar is die je pijn, dan is hij het doen.